Blog Talk Radio.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers, a 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers, a 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct. Yo, it's your D thing to keep the heat up with a hot name. I got games, so when I'm in rage, I take aim. I grew up gutter. To my mother, it's still bad. If it ain't a bag in my hand, it's that old school math. I've been addicted to the good and the bad at the same time. Born raw, delivered uncut, ready for showtime. I'm a whole mind like the fourth on the block. I got this. I'm the desert that is getting hold with hot. Delivery monotonous, and I came from the streets with that. We love the two pounds each, flipping the gap, slipping the rat. You know, you can't mix dogs with cats, but the point should be is how they miss these spots. Rap, I'm big game with this rap for real. I know 100.
Hello, people. I know y'all missed me. I missed you guys. You know, we didn't do a show last Wednesday. I was so bodied. I was running. It was crazy. It was everything that I didn't need it to be. And I promise you guys I'll make up for it tonight. We have some interesting stuff to talk about. If you follow me on social media, then you know. We have a question of the day. We do have a topic. And we urge you guys to call in, you know, call in. You can call in and listen. You can call in and chime in. The call-in number is 646-787-1839. That's 646-787-1839. The topic for the night, the question of today, if you live with somebody, if you're with somebody, you live with them, and you guys, like, your partner stops having sex with you, is it okay to go and sleep with somebody else? Now, this question, I mean, like, you guys really showed hella love, and we got a lot of responses to this question of today, but I was kind of shocked at the responses that I received, probably because it's on social media and people weren't being real, but I was very shocked of the people, the amount of people that actually kept it real with this question. There's no wrong answer. So if your mate is on my page watching you, I get it. Other than that, there's really no wrong answer to the question that I ask. Any of the questions, I mean, just be real, be yourself. Like, that's what I look for, people that are going to, like, really be themselves and let it go. So I didn't give my answer to it. I will give it tonight. Second topic is sex in crazy places. Now, y'all really was showing out with this topic online, and I got some stuff that I was like, wait, what? We'll go over that. I'll let y'all hear what these crazy people of mine that I know had to say about that topic. And if you're on my social media as well, I posted a picture. Y'all know a lot of women do things for attention or say things for attention, or, you know, they may be honest and they may just don't know. So therefore, I don't pick at people because you never know what their intention is. But a young lady posted a picture holding Summer's Eve feminine wash, and she said, I use this and my cat still stink. So, you know, we're going to touch on that as well because y'all know I'm, like, here for y'all. Y'all, like, listen, nobody talked to me. My mom tried to talk to me when I was growing up, and it just felt so awkward with my mom having these conversations with me that I really didn't, you know, share a whole lot with her because it was just that feeling. So I get it, and I understand the awkwardness in talking to somebody. So that's why I'm here. For everybody that's listening in, you know, I'm willing to shed some light, answer some questions, even offline, inbox me. I'm always here to help. If I don't know the answer, I'll go find the answer. I promise you I will. But we're going to talk about this subject. You know, most people told her what she needed to hear, which is go get checked. But I was thoroughly surprised at some of the women. I think it was like one or two women that was like, you know, oh, your box trash if you lose Summer's Eve. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, that's the farthest thing from the truth. But we'll get into all of these wonderful topics today. And you know, we're here to 10:30 tonight. I'm excited. I wanted to let you guys know, I have been receiving music, right? But I have not updated any of the music because you guys are not sending them to me in MP3 form. Don't send me a link to go to SoundCloud to download your music. That's not what you do to a radio station. There are people that listen into this station here in the United States, Canada, Europe. It was just one more added. People listening to the station, don't send me something to go work. If you want me to put your music in rotation, then you send me an MP3 file. That's what I ask for. The name of who it is and an MP3 file. I need that in the email. So if your music is not played here, it's because you didn't follow directions. I'm not going to work to spin your music. That's just not going to happen. For everybody else that's out there that know how to follow directions, to send me music to have spin on the show, email it to inquiries4thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com. That's inquiries4thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail. And Miss Lovely Black is MizzLuvilyBlack. Make sure you guys follow me on social media. That's MizzLuvilyBlack, the number one. Instagram, that's The New Miss Lovely Black. And Facebook, you can go find Authoress, The New Miss Lovely Black. Keep in mind, Confessions of a Mattress Actress is available right now. It actually ended up going in all retailers. It's available in hard copy and in ebook. Go get it. Creative Space, Amazon, wherever you want to buy it at, go and buy it. You know, we do have it available. Thank you for everybody that's supporting the book. If you purchase the book, you read the book, please leave a review. Your reviews matter, you know, and it means a lot to me. The second one is coming. It's around the corner. So I just want everybody to be, you know, diligent and, you know, continue to support the cause and do what it takes for us to take it to the next level. I'm excited about the reviews that I have thus far. So, you know, we're going to go into a song and come back. We're going to jump right into our first topic. I'm excited. I'm excited about tonight. I can't really wait. I can't wait. We'll be right back. I'll never get tired of that song. I'll never get tired of any of her songs. So the first one, we're going to jump right in to the question of the day, question of today. And what I'm going to do is just read off some of the answers to you guys because it's been we got an overwhelming response to the first one. I'm pulling it up. Everybody chimed in everywhere, so thank you guys for your participation. As I said, there's no such thing as a wrong answer. Whatever you feel is what you feel. And I respect that, and I appreciate that. Okay, if your mate doesn't have sex with you, is it okay to sleep with other people? Now, most people, let's see, Shakara says, are you in a relationship? Are you guys just casual when it's beneficial? The right answer is no. You wouldn't do it to them what you don't want done to you, right? Jessica says it depends on the situation. If y'all not having sex because y'all been having problems, just spice it up and bring the sexy back to life. But if they just choosing not to have sex nowadays, either they're sleeping with someone else or sleeping with the same sex. Or it can be deeper than that, but the best thing to do is to communicate. If it doesn't work, be moving. Great answer, Jessica. I really like that answer. So Shakara said again, an older and wiser me says no. Younger me would have jumped to conclusions. No. Better try to figure it out and how figure out how to spice it up. And that's good because, you know, we do find ourselves jumping to conclusions a lot as women. Like, we're trying to figure it out. We want to be detective. Why? Why are you not doing this? Let me see. I did everything that I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm smelling good. I ain't going nowhere. I'm in the house. You know, what's up with him? But we'll get to some of that. Tara says, well, rather than going to sleep with another person, check yourself because something's really wrong. And Shakara again says, I mean, don't cheat, try to fix it, and if it's beyond repair, walk away. Patrick says, nope, you're down the street. Patrick's basically saying, do your thing. Alonda, if I have brought it to his attention many times and he doesn't correct it, I'll start shopping around before I seal the deal. I will bring it up with the fact I found someone to meet my sexual needs. And I maybe they don't take me seriously. Time to get my needs met elsewhere. So for that, I mean all of these comments, there's no wrong comment. When I say that I was surprised that most people didn't like really chime in the manner that I thought that they would, but Queen Jay Sway says, I would definitely bug them. I would then ask if they're being celibate until a certain period of time or if they're not having sex due to religious fasting. That's a good one. That's being considerate. You know, I think these messages all show how women go the extra mile to try to figure it out with the guy. You know, guys, they're not, you know, vocal. So these statements show how women think, you know, their thought process. They want to think of it in every other way, you know, and make sure that everything is okay. Jimmy says, for me, if there's nothing wrong but we don't have sex, then I would have to know if it is a medical issue or just a mental issue. I will be there for her, but it would be very hard for me to do that for a long period of time. If there's no sex for months at a time, it's time to move on because I would have to go elsewhere. And rightfully so, like, you guys, these are some awesome answers. For me, it's one of those things that communication should be in your relationship from the beginning. So if there is something going on and you're not being sexually active, that's a conversation that you should have with your mate. Please feel free to give us a call, 646-787-1839. You should have this conversation with your mate. What's going on? How can we fix it? Is it me? You know, what am I doing wrong, right? If your mate is not willing to communicate with you and tell you this is what's wrong or that's what's wrong or whatever the case may be, then you've tried. You've done what you had to do. Now, y'all know how I think. If you go to him or you go to her, you ask, you try to figure out, you wait, you don't get any input on it, do you? Because maybe that person is going through something. Maybe that person just don't want to tell you. I mean, maybe that person went and slept with somebody and got something from somebody, and he got to go, you know, or she got to go 2 weeks without having sex, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that they don't give you anything. You can't really be mad at that person for making sure that they're clean. Maybe this person is going through depression, and they're not operating properly. They don't want to do it. Maybe this person is saying, hey, you know what, I don't want to have sex again until I'm really ready to get married. But here's the thing. All of these things should be spoken about at the beginning or when you make this conscious decision to, you know, go about things in the manner that you're going about them. You're supposed to, you know, let that be known with the person that you're dealing with and give them the option to want to stay. Because if some men will say, hey, this is not what I want to do, but as long as you keep it upfront and honest with me, I'm okay with you doing whatever it is that you want to do. Or even a woman. You know what, I want to hold out, but I know I'm not going to punish you and make you not, you know, have fun. I know you love me. I know where your heart is at. So go and do what it is that you do. So it's a lot of different ways to look at this situation. Me, on the other hand, if we done talked about it, We went through it. I'm a big talker. Yep. Okay, y'all know I'm a big talker. You can't communicate with me. We can't figure it out. I'm going to do me, but I'm still going to be there for you, right? I'm going to do my best to make sure that you're still happy. And whatever it is that you're going through in your life, you know, I hope that you get it fixed. But at the end of the day, I'm a sexual being. And, you know, you're not going to have me around here talking about, oh, I wish I had sex. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what's wrong with her. I hope they figure it out. No, no, and no again. We're not going to do all that. You need to figure it out ASAP and then go from there. Like, that's just the bottom line. I don't have time to raise any more children. And one of the things that people will say is, like, I'm not your child. I'm very stern when it comes to my boys because I'm raising men. I'm not raising chumps. So you have to understand that I am successful because I push myself. And that is the only reason. I don't take shortcuts. I don't pat myself on the back prematurely. I push myself to greatness, and I make sure that I am hard on myself. If I messed up, then I messed up. I'm going to stand in the paint. I'm going to figure it out. If I'm not doing something right, it's because something is bugging me, and it's bothering me, and I got to figure it out. And I raised my boys to be the same way. So if you're dealing with me, I'm going to push you to greatness because I want you to be great. And I want you to look at yourself and say, hey, this is where I am in life. This is where I need to be at. Listen, talk to me. That's all I'm saying. If it's something you like, babe, give me 3 weeks. I would probably give you 3 weeks to say, get it together, figure it out. Now, after the 3 weeks up and you don't do nothing, then I'm probably not going to say anything else. I'm going to go get my fix, and I'm going to be safe about it. And just let you figure out what it is that you're doing. You know, for me, it's one of those things that sex is a part of a relationship. And a lot of marriages, men cheat because the woman thinks that withholding sex will make him stay around longer. Well, he's going to stay with you because he loves you because you're not giving him sex. But he going to go out and cheat. He going to go out and do what he do. You know what I'm saying? Like, bottom line, he going to do whatever it is that he wants to do, and he going to come back home and still love you. So withholding sex is not the key to keeping a man happy. I don't know who told y'all women this, but it's not. And fellas, definitely trying to play with a woman and control her by sex is not the way to go, because if she's a woman like myself, she going to try to talk it out with you, and it don't work. She going to go get her fix somewhere else and then say, okay, she going to still be in that relationship. Most of the people said, no, don't go do it. No, let's not cheat. No, if you're going to sleep with somebody else, then, you know, why be with this person? This person can have all of the great attributes about them, but yet their sex is whack. So you're going to give up a situation because the sex is whack or it's non-existent? Or are you going to wait it out, figure it out, and do what you do and be safe about it? I mean, for me, the even better situation is to be open with my mate and saying, hey, babe, this is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm doing it with. That, for me, that's me. I'm going to tell him who it is. I'm going to show him a picture of who he is. If you want to see the package, I'll show you that to make sure that you're comfortable. If not, some men just don't want, if you want to be there, you can be there. Maybe that'll motivate you to do it the right way. But me, I'm very, very open. So it's not cheating. But it's about, it's the way you go about dealing with somebody else. Always let your mate know this is what you're thinking, this is what you want to do. Most men, most women don't do it for men because men will look at them a certain kind of way. But more and more men are becoming open and saying, you know, okay, well, I know that my girl may want to do something else. Or he may know that he's doing his thing, and he may want to reward her from time to time. This is a very open-minded situation, and I've always been open-minded. Has nothing to do with the swinger lifestyle. It's just the fact that I'm very open-minded to the fact that we are not perfect and we are all human and we do make mistakes. And sometimes, you know, you can't really charge a person for it. So for me, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say find a clever way to make the situation work for you with everybody knowing what you're doing, because y'all motherfuckers is not telling me that everybody is saying no if you're not getting sex, but everybody's sleeping with somebody. I don't really get it. I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just not going to fly by me. Because for a woman, especially when we get in our 30s, we reach our peak, our sexual peak, and we sitting here and we got a man and he ain't giving me none, okay, we're going to have a conversation. Men, they reach their peak when they just, what they say, 10th grade, or 9th grade hard, you know, 9th grade hard, you get the hardest you ever got because, you know, you horny all the time. Men are always just ready for some action. So if your girl not giving you sex, he not finna not get sex from somewhere else. Y'all not gonna fool me. Come on. You got to think of the lifestyle that I came from. I had a whole bunch of conversations with a whole bunch of people, and most of the people that was ready to see me and trying to cut a check with me had rings on their finger, right? No, I don't want anything special. I just want what I want. Trust me. I don't like spilling beans, but that's reality. You know, most of the men that's out here in these streets that's doing what they're doing, they got a ring on their finger, boo-boo. So don't ever think that, you know, he's not going to deal with somebody or she's not going to deal with somebody because that's the furthest thing from the truth. So we're going to play some music, come back, get right into our next topic, and we're on the roll. You want to call in, 646-787-1839, please feel free to do so. I'm enjoying this. I'm hype. I'm ready for the night. I'll be right back.
It's that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Club in the Lolo. Has it is somebody leave with your hoe. Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up 100 bills to the stone. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting round. I'ma put a square bitch up on his referee. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there? I'm popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. Hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares? Up through there, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boot there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song when the spring and the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it up and low, so I gotta keep a tunnel. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homie. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turned up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. Coming out tonight and we up through there. We up through there. V live on this crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here.
Yeah, no, that's my jam. Young Damon. So, getting right into the next topic, that topic was very intense, and it was just something. People go through these things often, you know, in their house, and they don't know who to talk to. And, you know, a lot of people come back, and they listen to the shows throughout the week. If they can't get in and listen to the show on a Sunday night, I'm seeing the numbers grow, and I really appreciate you guys for tuning in to the show every Sunday and Wednesday night. And, of course, if there's not a show airing, you can always go into the archive and listen to a show via the archive as well. So definitely thank you for the love and the support there. Okay, so the next one is probably one that y'all managed folks will really, really love. I'm just going to read it to you guys, the topic. No, we're going to say that one for last because that one is a good one because we're going to have to shift gears, okay? People are really laughing at the post. The post that I put up with this young girl on here, and her name is Lil Chi Chi. I don't know how to spell her name. It's something crazy, y'all. But if you're on my social media, you can. If you're on my social media, you can see it. I posted it on all of my social media sites, so you would be able to see. But she left this picture, and it says, "This shit don't work. My pussy still stank." And it's cleansing wash from Summer's Eve. So people are laughing. Guys feel like this is the funniest thing ever. And like I said, you don't know, you know, what her situation is and why she, you know, made the statement that she made. I don't know. But I'm going to address it because, you know, this is pure ignorance, right? First of all, if your stuff stink, then you got a problem. Now, as women, we do our pH balance change. You know, it can change when it's that time of month. It can change when we're really hot, when we're moving a lot. Okay, I get it. It changes, right? And it'll be off balance. But if your shit just flat out stink, lady, if you have that odor and it just seems to never go anywhere, except when you take a shower, and then it comes back after, you know, you done sat down and marinated again, go get that checked out. I'm going to just tell you, they have free clinics that go by your income if you don't have insurance out here, and every city has one. You can go get checked out. Guys, it doesn't have to be an STD. It can be bacteria. You can sleep with this guy. He's sleeping with somebody else. Being that he has multiple partners, he can come back and sleep with you. You can get a bacteria infection just from all of the different bacteria that, you know, he's carrying. If you are sleeping with multiple partners, bacteria infections are very, very common. If you are not wiping yourself properly from front to back, roll it up front to back again, like at all, like never any other way, then you can have that issue as well. Ladies, you should not put soap on your vajayjay. You should not put soap, not a Dove, not a Dial, not any of that. Like some women, they use Dove, and that's just it, but soap, really, you shouldn't use soap. So here's the thing. The proper way, which is what when I went through this whole thing with my gynecologist, the one that is most trusted is the Summer's Eve wash. So I actually spend money on Summer's Eve wash because, you know, that's about $5 for the bottle. And that's what I use to wash myself with. And other times, if I'm somewhere else and I need to wash myself up, I make sure I have a rag, I clean it well, and I wipe myself with warm water. If you can't wipe yourself with warm water and not have a smell, then you have a problem down there. So water, you know, water cleans you because that thing clean itself. It clean itself on a regular basis. You don't need that. You don't need to put a dish in your situation. If you're using a dish, then that thing can be trash as well. All you have to do is let it do what it do, and I can assure you that I don't have unfresh snatch. okay? I can go wash my thing with water and go about my day for the whole day. You have to be mindful. If you are sleeping with somebody, you're sexually active, you want to use Summer's Eve, you know, body wash and do what you do. If I don't have any and I'm at somebody's house, I use the rag, wipe myself up, go home, take my shower, use my Summer's Eve, get it right, get it popping, right? You have to know how to take care of yourself. You could have odors or, you know, you could just really have an STD. You know, that's always something too. So, I don't know. Some people just don't know any better. Some people don't mind, you know, expressing or saying something or, you know, some people don't have the guidance to know, you know, what they're supposed to do with their stuff. And, hey, I'm here, sister girl. Like I said, you can talk to me offline. You can inbox me. However you may want to do it, we can have this open conversation about what you need to know. I had to learn. I went to school, you know, for medical for quite some time, and then I realized that I didn't want to do that, but we had that conversation before. So, yeah, ladies, you should never have, like, a smell that just really lingers and that just seems to not ever want to go anywhere or whatever the case may be. That means that there's a issue somewhere with your situation, and you may want to get that fixed. So, now the most talked about topic for the night. Everybody went crazy on this topic. So the next topic that we're going to get into is sex in crazy places. I'm going to tell y'all some of the craziest places that I really did it at. And it's kind of fun, for real. I love sex in crazy places, and I'm an Aquarius, so we're very outgoing when it comes to that. But some of these things that y'all were saying, y'all got me beat, because I will never, ever do some of the stuff that y'all were saying. But that's okay. I don't judge y'all. Y'all don't judge me. I don't judge y'all. I'm going to let y'all do whatever it is that y'all want to do and hope that you have fun in the process. We're going to take a music break. I'll be right back. We're going to jump right into this topic.
Yeah. So, I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy.
Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on.
I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. All that muscle, I be flexed up.
Scales. Two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on.
I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. All that muscle, I be flexed up.
Shoe hanging from a telephone. Could dig the area for selling dope. Block hotter than a moth. Like in the summer when I love the coat. I just been hypnotized. Stuck in the block and I sleep. In the snow. See my first cousin snort up the coke. Now she spin all the time smoking dope. That's El Amino right there. That's selling the dope forever. That's El Amino right there. That's selling the dope forever. I'm making play through some bad weather. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. I'm dipping and dabbing. Gucci belt on, I ain't got it fast. I don't mess with them hot status. Man, them little girl be rad. Retro and some joy socks. I put all my ones in the joy box. That medicine bottle filled up to the top. 24/10 make the block. 24/7 hustle. Overtime stupid. I'm trying to clock out. I'm flexing on them a mother. Feeling like Shaquille O'Neal hot box. 100 rounds on a yapper. If we got a problem, I can clear your hot side. 100 rounds on a yapper. If we got a problem, I can clear your hot side. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on.
I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. All that muscle, I be flexed up.
Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on.
I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy.
All that muscle, I be flexed up. Hey, everybody, sex chasing. Lame boy, mad, hey. Slapping, not licking, not raging. Big ol' block come from my scrape. I know they flexing like they owning me. Fake jewelry looking so cheap. Everywhere I go, they watching me. I promise, I think they the police. How about that with cab with no lease? Scratching that pack for the mercy. I'm strapping in a pair of Jordan 3. Half suede, half leather. Damn right, I'm doing it better. Playboy, Hugh Hefner. Selling that crack on my skeleton. Run through that pack, Devin Hester. I know they yapping, but I'm about that action. I don't see nothing, let the tools talk. Diamond dancing just like Michael Jackson. Got my pinky finger doing a moonwalk. Damn. I'm about to smash on your trick. Then mess up and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my ribs. On the corner, I'm working your trick. I swear I'm the magic like Goldie. Put your ass on my rollie. Put your ass on my rollie. I'm about to smash on your p. Then mess up and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my ribs. On the corner, I'm working your pin. Turn the magic like Goldie. I spent your ass on my rollie. I spent your ass on my rollie. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping everything. I gotta keep me some mercy. All that muscle, I be blessed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping everything. I gotta keep me some mercy. All that muscle, I be blessed up.
Hey, that's two up. I like that little jam. We got some people that's hit me up saying, I'm about to call in at such and such. Make sure you call in 646-787-1839. So we're going to go over our final topic for tonight, sex in crazy places. Now, this one got kind of crazy. Like, y'all was just really putting me up on some stuff that I had never even heard of in my life. But, you know, do you, honey? So, Derek says, are you telling on yourself? Yes, I love it. Steve, yes, why not? Derek, he said it's going to get hot. So, Atlas says, what I'm really thinking when I'm liking all your pictures. Okay, he's being perverted. Okay, so D said the graveyard. Now, here's the scariest thing ever, because this came up so many times. Like, people really have sex in the graveyard. Like, really have sex in the graveyard. What are you people thinking? Like, do you know how many spirits and stuff that's lingering around, good and bad and evil? And you're gonna, like, I hate riding past a graveyard to say I'm going to go in a graveyard and have sex in a graveyard. Like, there's nothing sexy about that. There's nothing that turns me on. Derek says, Mom was in the hospital. I've never had sex in the hospital, but that would kind of probably be fun. I think the sex in crazy places is just about, you know, almost getting caught. Yes, yes, I love it anytime, any place. Okay, so this guy says church, and I said, no, never. He says, why? God gonna see it anyway. Okay, so he was being a smart butt, but people really do have sex in church. Like, okay, he gonna see it anyway, and that's probably the line that he shot the girl when he got her to give it to him in the church bathroom, because her family was strict and he wasn't gonna see her nowhere. And he probably said, all you got to do is ask them to forgive you. And she gave it up to him and just was like, oh, my God, I had sex at church. Oh, my God. Like, that's a no-go. I'm sorry. I can't really get down with that. He's going to see me, but I'm not going to disrespect his temple. Patrick says, in a cemetery, it's fun. Yet again, cemetery. I don't know what people see as fun. Steven says, wherever, I'm game, and I know you are. Teller says, in the store. Like, that's one of my fantasies. Like, I always, like, people be monitoring these excuse me, people be monitoring the dressing rooms like, you know, crazy to make sure you're not stealing nothing, of course. But I would like to have sex in a store. Maybe if it's a situation that I'm cool with the person, you know, they cool and we got the hookup where somebody's letting us, you know, walk off and do our thing, I would love that. I would really, really love that. Paul said, let's have sex raw in the rain. That is actually one of my fantasies, right? And I haven't done it yet, but I do want to do it. Here in Georgia, it's like when it rains, it storms, and it's scary. So it's like, ooh, you know, let's go outside. And then the lightning strikes, and you're like, yeah, no, let's not go outside. So sex in the rain is another one that I need to wipe off my bucket list that I never did. Kelvin says, outside, I've had sex outside plenty of times. It's the funnest thing ever. It's different. You know, I actually get tired of, you know, hey, come in, let me come in your room, let me go in your room. No, I don't. I also, one of the biggest things, I like having sex in front of people. Like, I'm very open with my sexuality. Don't touch me. You know, everybody can be watching a movie, and I'll be over there with my date or whatever, and we'll be getting it in, you know, and I won't pay attention. So, you know, I like, don't care. Mr. Mark says, in the library. That might be sexy. I can agree with that. In a library, everybody's quiet, you're sneaking. That can be sexy. I can agree with you on that one, Mr. Marks. Tony says, outside in the broad daylight. Hey, I'm with it. You like it, I love it. Now, I think the closest I've gotten to outside in the broad daylight was riding down the street, you know, giving my boyfriend head. I did that in the daylight, and that was kind of fun. I did it on the highway and on, like, a local street. So that was pretty dang on cool to do that. I liked it. I guess that's just the thing that certain women don't like stuff like that, and me, that was just completely fun to me to do that. J.R. Smooth says, a walk-in closet. I mean, you know, I guess if it's not, if that's something that turns you on that you want to do, okay. And James said, love to have sex on a public car parking lot. And so, you know, I do have a story for that one. I was here in, I was here in Georgia in a very, very busy area. And this was like midday. And I was going to work. And, you know, my friend was like, swing by my job before you go to work. And I'm like, shit, okay, you know. And I did. And we went into a parking garage. And he was like on the fifth floor of the parking garage. And in this parking garage, you have security. Security rides around 24/7. So he moved the car somewhere in the parking garage, and he was like, okay, we got 5 minutes. And we got in the back seat, and we got it down. And, like, as soon as we got done, and both of us, like, sat up in the back seat, security was, like, coming by. And then I don't know, she probably felt something because she didn't even leave. She just kind of went and parked somewhere close to the car. And he was like, somebody either said something or she seen the car rocking, but let's just, you know, let's just go ahead and do this casually and walk off. But it was that made it even hotter that we, like, almost got caught by, like, the blink of an eye. It was so freaking hot. But it was like noon. In a very populated, upscale area, upscale work area, and it was fun to be in the parking deck. I like that. That put some spark into the situation. Alexander gave a few. He said the woods on top of the lawyer's desk in a van full of people. And he said the DA's desk, that is. So people of stature, if you read my book, you will see people of stature, like these women, the DA, the this and the probation officers, them some freaky heifers. They got a husband to go home to, but they really don't care. You got a brother, he look good, you know, you like the bad boy role, you know, hey, he can give you that pipe and it be what it is, and he'll never get violated. I hear those stories an awful lot. I, for one, have dealt with a federal agent. I've dealt with a district attorney, and so on and so forth. So I definitely myself can vouch for, you know, those instances. In the woods, I guess. I think when I was younger, I tried the woods scenario one time, but it really didn't go smoothly because I was completely scared. And when you're in the woods, like, you hear stuff moving around, and it's like, oh, well, you know, what's that? So, I don't know. I guess it just all depends. I'll probably have an episode in the woods because I plan on going to the cabins this year. And we're going to do, you know, just a couple people going up to the cabin. So, I may get to have that opportunity. Ha! And I would really, really enjoy it if I do. Ramsey. Yes, cemetery. No, what the hell is up with you people? Why does everybody say the cemetery? Like, what is going on with the cemetery? What is it so sexual? Like, does it get wetter, harder? I don't know. So Ms. Rita says, on top of a blueberry field in the snow. Don't judge me. This is a judge-free zone. If that's what it is, that's what it is. How can you do it in the snow, though? Like, the snow, that seems like it's going to be kind of cold. The closest thing that I've gotten to in weather was on the beach. Literally, we went down to the beach where the water, like, comes up and down. And now I'm open for some of everything, but let me tell you something. The hardest thing to do is have sex on beach sand. That stuff is harder than cement. And so as I'm the one that's laying on the ground and he is on top of me, like this sand is so hard on the lower part of my back, I'm like, this don't feel good. And then, you know, you get on your hands and knees and it's almost like giving you rug burn. That didn't feel good either. So I seen so many people talking about sex on the beach, and maybe I was just, like, with the wrong person, or maybe you really need to be in the water, but I really didn't like it. That's the closest I got to, you know, being in the atmosphere like that, as she was saying, in the snow. So I love sex in crazy places, as you guys can see. Jamie says, movie theater. Yes, yes, yes. I gave my boyfriend some head in a movie theater and got finger banged in the movie theater. That's the most that I've done in a movie theater. But of course, if it's just me and him, it's gonna get turnt. I think just anywhere it's me and him and alcohol in the mix, that it can be a turnt situation. So don't sleep on me when it comes to, you know, me being crunk. Byron says, outside under the house. So you can tell he country as hell. I know raccoons and all that stuff be under the house. You know, when I was growing up, my aunt had a house that was on like 5 acres or something, and then they actually had a lake that was out there as well. And you could go under the house, and my cousins used to always go under the house, and I would be like, why y'all going underneath the house? And they're like, it's okay. And they really just didn't have any care in the world. And they really enjoyed it. Like, it was really something fun to do, to go underneath the house and play when there's, like, a lot of stuff under there. But I guess people go under the house and get it in. Per Byron, going under the house is fun. Looking at it on the flip side, if you took some blankets down and put underneath the house, and then y'all was getting it in, and then somebody came out and started talking, and y'all was getting it in, like, that would be sexy, because they don't know you under the house, and you know, you digging in there, and they standing right there talking. Like, I think that part would be very, very sexy to experience. Experience that. Me, I have like a nice secluded backyard, and I'm letting my trees grow out because I was actually about to cut them off. But now I'm letting them grow out and grow tall, and I'm going to let my trees be my shade from, you know, the road, because my side of my house is by the, you know, the main road in the subdivision. And so I said, as soon as these trees get up here like they need to be, I'm going to be all types of in this backyard getting it in. I want a tent. I want a sleeping bag. I need to put my mosquito candles out there, my mosquito stuff in the yard. Like, I just want it to be one of those havens that I can go in the backyard and just feel free to live my life however I may see fit. And the kids will be gone for the summer. Oh, yes. I have a lot of plans for that backyard this summer. And I think just having and owning my own land, it's just a lot of things that I want to do this summer that I really want to get done. I have a little area in the back of the house between my house and my neighbor's house, and neither one of us know who this area belongs to. So, like, nobody has cut the grass. We're just like, I don't know who it belongs to. But I think, you know, there it'll be kind of cute to go in between the neighbor's house and my house and get it in. I've been surveying my land, y'all. So, sex in crazy places is the thing to do. And it definitely spices up your relationship. I can tell you majority of the situations that I have been in with sex in crazy places is definitely somebody that I've been with, and it made it that much funner. I can tell you I was celebrating something, and after celebrating, we were driving home, and then I got over there and, you know, gave him some head and sat back, pulled the chair back, and was playing with myself the entire time, you know, while he was driving, and he was like, shit. And he got me to the house and just literally just turned my world upside down. And then I came to my house. So, you know, I like to keep the spark and the fun in. I know what I bring to the table and the sparks that I bring to the table. So I think just finding that one person that you can have some really good sex with, and you guys really hang out and chill, and it's worry-free, it's stress-free, the sex is great, you can drink, you know they're clean, they know you're clean. That's like some of the best type of situations to ever have. I can't even explain how good it is to have somebody that you know is clean, that you can, you know, just enjoy some times with. So hopefully these ideas that we have been sharing tonight can help you spice up what you have going on. I do know at the 10, we're going to receive some call-ins per messages that I do have. So we're going to go to a music break, and I'll be right back, and we'll have some more talk about sex in crazy places.
Turn me up my head, home.
Pull up in that drop seat, that dump too low, that top roof, I come throughout the cockpit.
to your ass, no hesitation. Trying to fuck up my concentration. I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard, and you know you see the check, though. What you wanna do, the homie? Acting why I flex, though. Flexing all this shit, cause I done did it, I done came up. What the fuck you doing? You niggas still up on the same stuff.
Yeah, Westside Atlanta, where I'm from, born and raised. And you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day.
Get my hands real good, like a handful of spade. And my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain.
Money, 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 money. I'm about my money, money.
Your mind. I do this all the time, but bitch ain't hard to find. You be in it and you know you losing all the time. My grind tied to my mold, got a lot of time for these hoes. Better get a high little nigga told y'all niggas I'm straight from Bankhead Cold. I represent that new role, and my niggas at Texas Cold. Still trying to get that money, man, don't let them know we grind hard for this shit. And I'm on my shit. If you ain't talking about money, then you ain't making no sense, nerd.
One nerd, the Bankhead. I'm about my money. I'm still tripping. Y'all really have sex in the cemetery? I mean, like, y'all just, what does that feel like? Like, even if, just chime in on social media. Like, what is that, like, what's the significance of that? Like, how is it fun? What about that is fun, to have sex in the cemetery? I want to know. That answer came so many times, maybe in different places. You know, people are raised different, and some people, they live right next to cemeteries. Actually, our house was, it was probably, you know, a golden mile from the cemetery. The cemetery where we grew up was kind of like in the back of the town. And that's where my grandmother, my grandfather, and most of the people from the town, they're buried there. So I couldn't see myself going there to have sex. That's a place of just sorrow and solemn. And I think you have to have a special you have to have a special type of mind frame to think it's okay to sleep in with someone in the cemetery. But I'm not judging at all. Do you, boo-boo? Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you gloat. In the shower, that's as close as I got to in the rain, right? Was in the shower. I'm a hopeless romantic, though. So, me, I'm like, I love, love, love. I go hard, I go hard, I go hard. And I always want to create memories with the person that I'm with. And so, you know, in the shower, you know, or you're in the tub and you're having a drink and you're staring out the window or, you know, up at the sunroof or whatever the case may be, and he walk in the room and, you know, it's just one of those situations, and then you know, get back in the tub and finish washing yourself. The moral is that sex is fun. It's fun no matter how you do it. Some people are like, oh, God, here we go again. It's so boring. For me, I really will get bored. Like, if we just in there and we just always get in the bed, we always do the same position, we always do the same moves, like, I wouldn't be happy with that. So, for me, it's one of those things that I don't know, I have to have fun. And that's just the bottom line to that. For me, I like oral, but most people don't know how to give oral. And when they don't, you know, you really have to make up for it in some type of way. And having fun would be that the makeup for, you know, not having, you know, that awesome oral sex. So, you know, you guys can continue to chime in. I see you guys are listening in via the link. And shout out to you guys. You guys can continue to chime in about, you know, sex in crazy places and, you know, continue to let me know, you know, of some weird places because I want to hear them. I want to know of some different places that you've had, you know, sex in and it was just amazing to you. It just really got you off and made you feel just that much amazing. Before I started doing adult film, I was with my friend girl, and we were chilling, you know, hanging out, and she went to go to her boyfriend's house. So as I'm there, I go, you know, he stayed with somebody. I do know that. And so we all went back to his room, and we sit down chilling, and I'm sitting in a chair, and she over there in the bed with him chilling, and they just start having sex. And that was, like, the sexiest thing to me. I was like, oh, my God. And I was so turned on by, you know, watching them have sex. I wanted some, and he wanted some, and he was like, you know, let her join in. And she was like, mm-mm. She, like me and her dealt with each other. And she dealt with him, but she wouldn't let me and him deal with each other. And, you know, I respect her wishes, but it was just the fact that I was just so turned on by the fact of them, you know, having sex right there in front of me. It was just the craziest thing ever. I was turned on to the point I was mad. Like, how you going to do this right here in front of me and not even give me the option to have some? You know how sexy that was? And she was so wet. Oh, my gosh, she was just amazing, amazing, amazing lover. Anywho, we wasn't getting into all of that. The fact is that at that moment, I knew that that was something that turned me on. And so, well before I even got into adult film, you know, I would be bringing home women to my old man. It'll be like four, and I would just basically see how many we can get. So it started out as a threesome, me bringing one chick. Then I would bring two chicks home. Then I would bring three chicks home. And then the most I brought home was like four chicks. And then we all just turned up for the whole night, you know, had drinks, ate, turned up, and then, you know, went home. And so I've always just challenged myself in that aspect of the level of fun that I could go to when, you know, when I'm having sex and doing what I'm doing. So just keep that in mind. You don't have to be a prude. You can always have fun and do what it is that you're doing. So I'm going to go to another song. Somebody is chiming in right now. I need to screen them, and I'll be right back with you.
Tell them, never shot nothing. You would do it for the gram, nigga, stop fronting. 100 round drum, 50 in his pocket, get it going. Middle of July, nigga got it looking like snow. And I said another lick, left the club with another nigga bitch. At the table, we just broke down a brick. I know you're rapping now, but the wife's the reason that he lit. I'm coming home, but niggas can't pop no more. But the body's dropping every day, so them boys is on us. Nigga, do me a favor, and don't do me no favors. On the way in with the plug, it's coming straight from Jamaica. I'm sick in the acres, we ain't seeing no neighbors. When the hitters is on you, who the fuck gon' save you? No magic on the stove top.
Supposed to be on the show a couple of weeks prior. I got word that he had death in his family, and that's why he did not show. You know, I'm really funny about people that supposed to come on the show and then you don't show up. I'll go into my situation where I really go out and try to find people to come on the show, and then I'll just do shows back to back. This is real talk, so, you know, sometimes I'll have people on, sometimes I won't, but we do have a caller. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is your guest co-host, James Acevedo, here to join in a couple of few minutes.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How's everything doing in Atlanta? Are there any none?
Oh, we doing, you know, just trying to get to that point where I could quit my job, you know, just same old ambition.
Oh, you too, huh? So you too, huh? Yeah, so we both have the same goals. That's good.
Right.
I love it. This is why we work together. That's why we have great chemistry on the radio. Yes.
Right. How you been, James?
Oh, very well. As we speak, I'm walking through the streets of New York, so if you hear a few noises, I'm just saying. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just minding my business. I didn't see nothing. I didn't hear nothing. I don't know nothing, all right? I'm just minding my business, trying to live. Yes. So if you hear any noise in the background, you know that is.
So you were on my social media pages, and
yes,
you actually seen the topics, three, but, you know,
yes,
two mainly. And so the first one being the serious question of the day. I did read your response online, you know, basically how, you know, you were trying to figure out if it was mental or medical. If,
yeah,
you know, a person wasn't sleeping with you, would you go sleep with someone else? And so that was very big of you to really try to figure it out, because mainly it was women that were saying, hey, 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 we would figure it out. The men were like, is something wrong with you? You know, so it's one of those things. It's like,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Now, I was about to say, the reason I was able to answer that is because I'm going through it. I've been going through it for a while every now and then. It's been like a couple months drought, then something happens, and then a couple months drought. So I know where this topic leads to. I have personally have talked to my lady, and she states to me, has nothing to do with me. She loves having sex with me. Has nothing to do with all that. It's all about what she's going through and all that other stuff. And at the same time, I'm very supportive. But
right.
I do have, you know, I'm a very, how should I say, I'm a horny guy. I try not to, I masturbate a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I masturbate so much. It's amazing. I'm not blind right now. I just do. It's just the way it is. I admit it. I got nothing to hide. So when you set this topic, I was like, man, did homegirl, like, bugged my girl's house or something? And nobody to bring this topic up? Because I said, oh, my God, this is right up my alley. Too bad I couldn't have been part of the whole show. Unfortunately, I was busy earlier. And the reason why I answered on social media, I didn't know if I was going to have time to call in. You know what I mean? So that's why I said, well, at least let me make sure I answered on social media in case I couldn't get on the air. So, yeah, it's very, for a person like me, it's very hard, but I'm such a loyal guy. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
But then again, it's hard, though. I'm not saying it's an easy thing, because trust me, especially when you do what I do, it is very hard. It's very hard.
Right, right.
I get approached, and I know why. I'm not stupid. Although
right.
They claim I look handsome, but, you know, I'm just saying, huh? I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not saying they're lying.
Right, right.
I just got put in my mind, well, if I didn't have a show, would you say this shit to me?
Right.
So, but then again, you get these, you know, certain approaches, and you go, damn, I know I can do it if I want to. But then it's like,
right.
You know, you don't want to hurt that person you love. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
That's why it's like I give it enough time, but then it comes to a point where, look, I can't do this no more. I can't. I'm a human being. That's like starving me from
right.
food or from air. You know, that's part of life to me. Eating, breathing, and fucking is very three major important things, besides making money, of course. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But it's like, I talk real with my lady. So it's not like I just say shit on here and don't say shit when I see her. Because trust me, she'll tell you, I do. But I don't do it in a way that's demeaning. You know what I'm saying? I really said, okay, you know, what can we do? Like, perfect example, we had our anniversary last week, right?
Right.
So she came up with the idea, since we've been together so long, hey, now this was her idea, not mine, so God must really love me. She was like, hey, what do you think about having a threesome, you know, with another female in it? And I was like, I said in my mind, Lord, you know, I didn't think you existed until now. Thank you so much. I was like, well, yeah, that would be fine. I wouldn't mind that. So she was like, well, how would you go approach that? So I go, well, since, you know, I do radio, I kind of know these certain things, you know, I could maybe look into it. She was like, what do you mean by that? I said, no, you know, I'm just fucking around. I was just saying, like, yeah, I mean, I'm open to it as long as you're comfortable with it. Now, I talked with a certain friend of mine that was in the swing of life and stuff like that. And it's all about, obviously, for that woman to be comfortable with that certain person, obviously. And as long as you're okay with it, then it's all right. Because the main thing is that she is okay with it. You know, it's not all about you, which is absolutely. Now, you know, when it comes to another guy in the picture, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Aw, you selfish.
I can't. Hey, I want that. I want that pussy to be just for me. That's it. Exclusive. That's it. That's it. That's it.
You
I'm sorry.
Selfish.
No, I'm not. I just can't. I know, typical guy. I want to hear it. Go ahead. I'm just saying. I can't. Be real.
Listen, I mean, and you have guys that feel that way. But for me, it's like, if I can't do nothing, you can't do nothing. We ain't doing that. So it's not going to be a one-way street. It's going to be a two-way street. That's just all I know.
I understand. Because then when she brought up about the guy, I said, oh, hell no. Then she goes, well, then it's off.
Right. Come on now.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, it's like, I don't know. It just, I can't do that.
Well,
now,
then the next topic would seem like it'll suit you more. Sex in crazy places. What do you do to add the spice in it? Like, you know, you can't just have bedroom sex. You kind of got to try to add some spice and do some extra stuff.
Oh,
so what do you do?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had experiences where I've had it in a car, had it every particular room in the house, including the bathroom sink. Let's see. But I would like, I remember I finally listened to the rest of your show the week before I came on last Sunday.
Right.
And you were making great points about, you know, spicing things up. Actually, it's ironic you bring this up. And you were saying, yeah, you know, do certain things, like, you know, something spontaneous that they don't expect. And I was like, yeah, I like how she's talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were saying, like, when you go to dinner, you know, take, you know, you were saying about for a guy, but I know what you're trying to say. Like, do certain things to make that person, your other partner, feel good, and then you surprise them. Like, do something, like, sexy and stuff like that. I love that. And the thing is, we used to have that. Now it's like, what happened? I don't know, it's because of time, and I don't know. Because it's not like we don't care for each other or don't respect each other. It's, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I would, for anything, I don't mind doing shit like that with her. Trust me. You know, I got no problem with that. It's just, you know, but I don't want to be berating her. It's like, damn, bitch, when are we going to fuck? You know, I don't, like you say, I shouldn't have to go to my lady and say, okay, when are we going to fuck? That shouldn't be the case. But at the same time, you have to know what they're going through. Like, you can't just be like, well, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know, you have to be a little more open-minded and see, well, okay, what it is. Before you attack her, see what's going on first before you jump the gun and be like, what the fuck? Is it me? What the fuck? Because, of course,
right.
That's the first reaction. Is it me? Because tell me. Because trust me, tell me. If there's somebody else other than me, trust me, I'm gone. I'm not wasting time. You know what I'm saying? But don't play games and say, oh, no, it's not me. And meanwhile, it is. You know what I mean? Because that's not right. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean,
says,
I definitely get that. And, you know, you have to know what you bring to the table. But I think for the most part, you would know when you and that person really, you know, click. And you just kind of got to let it happen on its own. You know, you have to let it be organic by itself. And just keep adding the spice. Spice is very important. I've been on both sides of the fence. I mean, when I was younger, you know, of course, you know, I played the side chick role when I was younger. Now that I'm grown, you know, it's like, that's not how I operate. So I'd rather have nothing if I have to be a side chick or a number, you know?
True.
Of course, if you're going to be in the lifestyle, then you know your position, you know, being a unicorn. But other than that, it's something that I would never do because I know what I bring to the table and I know, you know, how awesome I am. I'm very damn awesome, if I must say.
You are?
Being as awesome as I am, you know, I try to wait. And, you know, a lot of times, as I said before, the men that go out, that look after me are the men that need my help in one way or another. And the men that I like are the ones that are established but, you know, really can, you know, help me take my game to the next level. So
there you go.
With that being said, I just continue to be me and have fun. And some good sex is a good way to have fun, but you have to have it, You have to have something in concrete. You can't just meet somebody and, you know, y'all vibing and your whole vibe is based upon sex. You guys can never have chemistry,
mm-hmm.
you know, because everything
True.
Is based
True.
Upon sex, right?
You're
so
right.
you have to have
right.
that. You have to build your foundation first, and then you make
mm-hmm.
life interesting with some great sex in different places
True.
And, you know, make sure it's compatible. I almost get to the point now when somebody's trying to talk to me, I, like, almost ask for a peeing picture up front. And they're like, wait, you just met me? Yeah, I just met you, but I really don't want to waste my time and think that you're going to have some good peen or a decent-sized peen and you have a little penis, and then I've wasted all of my time, and we're not going to work because your penis is small.
First off, to all men out there, because I represent men, if a woman requests your dick pic, show it.
Yeah, when you don't show it, then I'm like, yeah, no. Like, I've been
only
in
they
this.
Request it. I want to make sure. Only if she requests
right.
Don't just do it like a dumbass, okay? Only if she asks for it. Don't you bring it up. If she brings it up, then you do it. Trust me.
And it doesn't mean that she want to sleep with you right then and there.
No,
that just means,
exactly.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I have been through so much. I can't waste any more time. Men are really getting nifty at hiding that, you know, like making that thing
yeah.
look as big as it was. Like,
I know,
seriously,
I
had a guy send me a picture with his penis next to a water bottle. And then the way he had the water bottle, when I looked carefully, I realized that it wasn't a long water bottle, it was a short water bottle. So, you know, me and a kid really, really nifty at making their thing look a certain kind of way. Trust and believe you me. It's becoming one of these things that they're getting clever and clever and clever and clever. I need to see that pretty mug sitting in your hand like a champ.
Uh-huh. So when you ask for it, do you get specific and say, I want that flaccid, I don't want to see it hard, I want to see it flaccid, or does it don't matter?
No, I just say, let me see it, and then more than likely I'll ask for more pictures. But, see, the thing is that some men think, oh, okay, well, yeah, we're going to talk about this. I don't want a man to tell me that he's well endowed, because most men that say that they're well endowed are really not, and it's not because of me.
Yeah.
I mean, a man will say he's well endowed with five and six inches. You know, and I'm good. And it's like, wait, no, you're medium. You're not good.
But
you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But let me be the judge.
No.
And so you have
Trust
some
me,
people
I
that I don't send that. I don't send those pictures. But you want to have conversations with me about sex. The thing is that, I'm a little arrogant. I don't need you to talk to me about sex because I know where my sex game at. I don't need you I don't need to prove anything
Just confident.
To you. I'm very
mm-hmm.
confident in what I bring
exactly.
to the table. And so with that being said, it's like, you know, take it or leave it. And eventually, you know, you'll weed out the BS's. So that's all I can say is, like, you weed them out. the ones that say, I've had men that swore up and down, you know, they oral sex was the best ever. And then you get it and they like literally eat the pussy. Like, wait a minute. This is not what you're supposed to do. It's just a metaphor. You don't really bite it, you know? So, listen, I don't take anybody's word.
I don't blame you. I totally understand, especially nowadays. I understand.
Right. So, for Wednesday, are you going to do the entire show for the co-host, or what are you doing on Wednesday?
Unfortunately, Wednesday I'm going to be busy, unfortunately. I can't this Wednesday.
Oh,
unfortunately.
You know, I'll get another call. No, I will have someone
I'm
on.
Sorry.
I wanted to ask
yeah.
you before I had them come on because I know that they were coming on to co-host. But, I don't push so hard to have guests. When I do have the time to sit down and get guests on, I will. If I don't, then, you know, I just pick some really cool topics, just like tonight. It was plenty to talk
about. Yeah, I got to hear what I missed. I got to hear what I missed. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get up there.
Did you see the picture I posted on social media?
Which one?
the last picture with the girl holding the Summer's Eve bottle.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm going to definitely check that out. Definitely, trust me. I'm going to download that and check that out. I'm definitely going to check out. But a week from tonight, I should be available. Definitely. I could do a week from. But the only thing is, I can only, because I work at night, I can only do it till like 10:30. That's the only thing. I don't know if that's good with you. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I've been doing since 10:30 lately.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I was like last Sunday, I was like, oh, cool. It's like she knew. Thank you.
Well, our time is up here. Thank you guys for listening in. I see you guys that are all in on the link. Thank you for showing love. Please feel free to go back and listen to the archive show. You can listen to the show if you missed any part of it. Thank you guys for showing me love and support as you always do. And we'll catch you same place, same time on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.
Adios, buenas noches, and all that other good shit. Good night. Bye. Listen to me.